Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer, LNP 35, 8 tips for selling to attorneys. You may have the best clinical background for a case, the greatest desire to grow your legal nurse consulting business, and the best preparation for running your LNC business. But if you aren't effective selling to attorneys, if you can't close a sale and get the case when an attorney speaks to you, you'll have to fold your business, or it will never launch. These are your responsibilities. Number one, be friendly. Smile when you pick up the phone. Share your delight that you have an opportunity to speak to a potential client or a previous client about a new case. Second, be genuinely concerned about the attorney. Recognize that any business person has limited resources. Your goal is to help the attorney make the best use of his or her resources. I can't tell you how much goodwill and additional work I generated by listening to a plaintiff attorney give me a scenario about a potential medical malpractice claim. When I heard facts that made winning the case extremely difficult, I told the attorney that, rather than taking in the case in order to just get billable hours. Here's the phrase I used: I am sure there are other cases in your practice that have a higher chance of winning. Third, think in terms of service. What can you do to help the attorney, rather than what can she do to help you? Your focus should be on the client's needs. If you are not the right person for the assignment, help the attorney by finding someone who is. I did not dream of doing life care plans, for example. I was not qualified, and numbers are not my friend. But I quickly learned that I could refer life care planners to clients and still make money. Fourth, you must believe in yourself. Before you can convince an attorney that you are the right LNC for him, you must believe it yourself. You must be convinced that your medical knowledge, skills, and your analytical ability are of value to attorneys. This is essential when selling to attorneys. Fifth, you must believe that you will get the case. Your negative self-talk, hesitancy, or inexperience will come through the phone to the attorney. You won't close every sale. Even up until the moment I sold MedLeague after 26 years in business, I did not close every sale. But you must project an air of confidence, not arrogance, and use terms that would reassure the attorney. For example, you can stress that the expert witness you are referring to the attorney is well qualified, and he's going to be happy with her. Your words assume you will get the case. Point six, recognize that attorneys have to take a leap of faith when they hire you, particularly if they don't know you. If someone recommended you to the attorney, you have less of a hurdle, but the attorney is still entrusting you with something precious to him, his client. The attorney will hire you based on what you say and do to show that you can produce results. Seventh, you can't help the attorney unless she hires you. I have talked to several LNCs who were so eager to help a client that they did work for free. When you do that, you are sending the attorney a message that you don't value your own expertise. There is a difference between answering a question about a potential case over the phone versus doing a literature search to provide an answer for the attorney without getting a retainer. Goodwill goes only so far towards paying your bills. Close the sale by restating what you can do to help and ask for the records and money. Eighth, resist the urge to use a vague promise that you can save the attorney money. I'll spend a little bit of time on this because this is such a common statement that legal nurse consultants make. Saying, "I can save you money," is a phrase that has become white noise to many attorneys. Most LNCs say, "I can save you time and money." That's really boring and so overused. It's a phrase used so often in ads and by salespeople that when we hear it, it's like hearing blah, blah, blah. What does it mean when you say, "I can save you money"? The urge to save money is a powerful incentive. What does saving money mean to an attorney? Like any business owner, the attorney could increase profits, increase money coming into the firm, or cut costs. But here's a trap. You don't want to market yourself based on low fees or a way to cut costs on LNC services. "I'm the cheapest LNC around" will lead you down a road to ruin. Why do I say that? First, you won't be able to bring in enough money to cover your costs. Second, you will associate yourself with cheapness. The attorney will think this LNC must not be any good if he charges those fees. And third, you won't be able to raise your rates to a reasonable level without losing your clients. How can you help an attorney control costs? Consider what happened to an attorney I know. He was a defense attorney who was ill prepared for a deposition he took of an out-of-state physician defendant. The deposition went on for hours at a huge cost. When the carrier got the bill for the expert's time and the attorney's time and travel expenses, the carrier hired a driver and a truck, drove up to the law firm and demanded the firm turn over every file the firm was handling on behalf of the carrier. The law firm lost a client and the attorney lost his job. How can you put teeth behind a promise of, "I can save you money"? In the scenario above, you could help the attorney prepare for a deposition so it's accomplished in a minimal amount of time and in an efficient way. You could help the defense attorney by identifying medical issues that will help to defend the case. This permits the attorney and insurance carrier to avoid paying on claims that are not meritorious. You can locate expert witnesses who charge a reasonable rate, whatever that is, based on the expert specialty. You can bill for the services of an expert and act as a control to prevent an unreasonable number of hours being spent on the case. You can help the plaintiff attorney avoid taking non-meritorious claims. You can save the attorney time, which means the attorney has the opportunity to turn her attention to other aspects of the case. It is critical that you understand the practice of the attorney and who he represents, plaintiffs or defendants. The incentive to control costs is universal, but the motivation of the attorney will vary. Based on what you know about your prospects and customers, you can use words and phrases to help address the needs of the attorney. For example, you could say, "Ms. Prospect, we help law firms to cut the costs, reduce expenses on, lessen, control the costs of, or minimize the number of." Ask the attorney questions about financial risks. Here are a few examples. "What does it cost you, Ms. Plaintiff Attorney, to take a non-meritorious claim? How does that affect the profits of the law firm?" Based on the answers, you'll know how to describe the benefits of your services and be able to concretely describe how I can save you money. The language of cost is universal. It captures the attorney's attention. You have a recipe for success if you can affect costs without cutting your own. Keep these 8 tips in mind when you speak to a prospect about a case. They'll help you get the next case. I wanted to talk with you in closing about a product that is related to this topic. The product is a book that I wrote in 2016 called Legal Nurse Consultant Marketing. If you don't have all the clients you need to read Legal Nurse Consultant Marketing. You'll learn about presenting at attorneys' conferences or law firms. You'll find out how to harness the power of video by creating videos that highlight your skills. Are you unsure about how to close the deal? The chapter on sales walks you through the process of bringing the case in. And you will discover tools and techniques to become more persuasive in your marketing. You may order this book at legalnursebusiness.com/Bob. That's legalnursebusiness.com/Bob, and the book is called Legal Nurse Consultant Marketing. Thanks for joining me today. I will be back next week with a new version of Ayers Insights.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Ayers' resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.